Hey, good afternoon. It's
Hello.
Rob. Who's on?
Good afternoon,
Hey,
Rob. How
Rob.
you doing, Ricardo?
Hey, how are you?
Good, and
How's that
yourself?
sound? Good.
She should be joining shortly. She's finishing up on a call. I think she wanted me. I'm not sure if she wanted me to patch her in when she was done, or she was gonna call straight in.
Okay. So, how was your week? What's on your mind?
The week was well. Actually had three different things happen. So one of my clients, his CPA, we had all his accounts managed with different managers and stuff, and we had it in a bunch of different accounts. So his CPA, raised his fee. So he called me to see if there was something, we could do to reduce the work or something like that, and to speak to his CPA, to tell him what we were going to do, to speak to his CPA. So long story short, I get to talking to the CPA. It turns out that we know each other from many years back. We used to be in this organization called BNI, the Business Networking industry together. He remembers me. I don't remember him at all. So long story short, we started talking about how we work with COIs and things like that, and we got a meeting set up for the beginning of the year once we come back. So that was one. And then the other two is two prospective clients that are friends or through friends. One, let me see. Oh, she's texting me. She can't connect. Give me one sec. One is our largest client, who's Roxanne, not our largest, but Roxanna's best friend, who's one of our larger clients, had opened up 529s for her good friend. Oh, I think that's her.
Hey.
Hello? Roxanna?
Hi.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Finally.
Yeah, I was trying to connect earlier. I don't know what I was doing. I must have entered the wrong conference code. Kept saying there was nobody
Probably.
on the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm
So
here. Hi, Rob.
I
How
was
are
telling
you?
Rob. Oh,
Hi,
yes.
Roxanna.
So I was telling Rob about Alberto's CPA, how that came about, and then now I was getting ready to tell him about Kelly, and then Josh.
Right.
So you could tell him about Kelly that she's through you.
Well, this is a situation, a tricky situation. My best friend and also client who brought in 8 million last year.
Yeah.
They're set to be a 10, $15 million client in the next couple of years, and there's opportunity for someone who has going to be her husband's going to be running the family office for somebody who has, I mean, multi-millionaires,
Hundreds of millions.
hundreds of millions, and
If
they'll
they
have to
do a
take care
family
of,
office.
right, if they do a family office. So, but I mean, putting that aside, forget the money aspect. She's had a friend who has been her best friend, or almost like a sister, vacations, everything since they were little girls. They grew up in Jersey, hard part of town. They both have made it. And then since Kathleen came, her husband continued to move forward and become successful. Her friend couldn't, pretty bottom line is she couldn't handle the, her friend's success, and there was jealousy involved, is my take. And there was a fallout between that relationship. They're not in good terms, and she opened two custodial accounts for her friend's daughters and has been contributing every year for their college. So she contributed
Wow.
now in December as a Christmas gift and asked me to call. She wanted to buy Goldman. They're both old Goldman, employees
I'm having a
for many
little
years.
trouble hearing you, Roxanna.
Give me one second. Give me one second.
Okay.
Bear with me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's clear. Okay.
Okay. So they're old Goldman employees. She doesn't work now, but used to be Goldman employees. And she wanted the money she deposited for Christmas 2019. She wanted Kathleen asked if I would call her friend, who's now the custodian, to buy Goldman shares. So I did call, And in conversation, she said that her husband has inherited this money. This is a friend that's not a friend now. Her husband has inherited.
Well, they're friends. They're just they're
no, they're
having
not
a strained relationship right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's not
yeah.
a good scenario. And the bottom line is, to make a story, not go around in circles and make a story short. Her husband's come across money. I said our minimum, you know what our minimums were. She said it's going to be just one account is $500,000. It's going to be, you know, close to $1 million, and that they want to consolidate everything they have and bring it to us.
So that's good, yeah.
It's good, but it puts me in a predicament where, you know, I don't know how, in conversation or anything, how my friend will take it, you know, in the future if it ever comes up between them, that she's established these accounts with us.
Yeah,
but
you
yes,
can't,
that is good.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to be in the middle of it. You know, confidentiality
exactly.
precludes
oh, yeah.
you from saying anything to anybody, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So,
so
yeah,
that's
so
good.
That's good. That's good. And then Rick, you can tell him about Josh.
And then we have a friend who's the CEO of a pharmaceutical supplying company, very wealthy young individual, and he has accounts, you know, at many different institutions. And he called me yesterday out of the blue, saying that he wants to meet with me in the new year because he wants to consolidate everything because he had spread his money around trying out different people and he wasn't happy with what they'd done. So he wants to meet at the beginning of the year to consolidate everything with us.
Wonderful. What do you think
yeah.
made the difference? Why you guys?
I think he talked to another a friend of my friend who I'm closer with who's closer to him, and he told him, you know, what was, you know, what I did and all that, and then he just called me to meet up.
So had he experienced Supernova or
no, he hasn't experienced
no.
Supernova. I haven't even spoken to him about it. But this is a
down.
Yeah, and he's a guy who's more who looks for people that he knows to work with.
Yeah.
The opposite of the way most people are, right? That they like to
right.
keep their stuff private and stuff like that. And he looks to people that he's comfortable with, and he knows that to work with in different areas of business.
And I just think he's going to be wild.
Yeah, he's going to love it. But he's
exactly.
looking for trust is what he's looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
that's great.
And he has a lot of connections. I mean,
yeah.
And this is a person that I'm very comfortable. I was telling Rick yesterday and asking for referrals.
Yeah.
I mean, just frankly telling him, you know, help us grow our business. And not in that way, you know, but.
Yeah, basically.
But asking
yeah.
for
he can be a center of influence inside the pharmaceutical
oh, yeah.
industry.
Completely.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. That's a breakthrough, guys. That's very important.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So specializing in CEOs from pharmaceutical companies. Great niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so where are we going
but,
to
but
end this year?
Maybe not pharmaceutical, but touching back on this we talked about the last time, Roxana's friend is a healthcare executive, right?
Right.
So it's all falling back into, and then our, you know, one of our other clients that was Melanie's client, who's also a healthcare executive, started talking to us about this other healthcare company, and their, you know, their CEO and stuff like that. So. So it could, you know, develop into a niche and you know, something we have to work on to try to grow that.
Right. That's the courage to specialize. You know,
yeah.
the courage to say this is what we do. We help executives in the healthcare industry you know, transition to retirement, whatever their transition to one company to another. But that's our specialty, helping them with their stocks and stock options. That'd be pretty powerful, right? Help CEOs transition from one company to another. I mean, that's a real specialty and one that, you know, you guys can build a brand around.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, is there like some title or some certificate or something that, or some way like to grow upon that, right? To give yourself more, I don't want to say cachet, but more
credentials
in that type of field.
Yeah.
Or
it's networking and being invited to speak. I'll give you a story. Here's a story. I had some guys who have worked with a healthcare professional in Boston. He was the CEO of a company, or he was actually the chief financial officer. He was transitioning to become CEO of another company. And these guys did such a good job for him during this transition that a headhunter asked them to speak in San Francisco on helping CEOs transition from one company to another.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Now, guess what? Those guys were going to say, to turn them down.
Yeah.
Okay? Until they had to call with me, of course.
I knew that was a follow-up.
You see, they're in Philadelphia. It was too long a trip. They didn't think it was going to be speaking to, you know, financial people. They didn't think they had all the reasons, you know. And it's always the same. Human beings are always going to head for the least amount of work because we're pleasure seekers, right? We don't want to work. But because of that, they didn't see the opportunity. I said, okay, you go there, you have them take your picture, you put it on LinkedIn, you're now a specialist in helping corporate CEOs transition from one company to another. You're a specialist in executive compensation, et cetera. All right, then you get somebody there to write an article about you. If not, come back and talk to the Business Journal and ask them if they'll do an article on you, because this is your specialization. You'd like to help other executives. They write an article about you. Even if they don't, just the fact that you're at this conference and it goes on LinkedIn and it's going to be picked up by Google, and when they Google you, guess what they're going to see? A picture of you speaking to this conference, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so come on. That's what you need. You don't need a new certification. What you need is...
Well, I meant more as far as the certification, I meant more like learning about how to executive comp, all those transitions, things of that nature. Not particularly, the healthcare executive type thing. Huh. Yeah.
Well,
no,
I mean that's what I used to do, Rick. I mean, I know I'm very familiar with, well, I mean, not with healthcare. I'm thinking of corporate. Now I'm thinking of transition to corporate. I mean, I used to do Rule 10b5-1, 144, 144K. I mean, I know, but healthcare, you're right. I don't know a thing about healthcare.
Well, you don't need to know healthcare. All you want to know is their plan, okay? You need to know each of the company's plans. And then you're the expert when somebody needs it. The HR director moves, so they call you because there's a new guy there and he doesn't know your plan yet, right?
Yeah.
So they call you because you know more about their plan than the HR director. That's what you want. That's the credentials you want. And that's
Rick,
through,
similar to what we used to have with Odebrecht. Every time there was a change, every time there was anything, they would bring us in. From a corporate level.
So you've done it. That You get it. Just keep duplicating that.
Okay.
Or do it with each company. And just ask for the opportunity to help others. That's really what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if you know somebody that really needs help in this area, please give us a call. We have time. Right? So you're not asking for them to do business with you. You're just asking for you to help them.
Yeah.
You know, once you meet them and help them, and even if they're doing business with your firm already, you still get an opportunity for them to introduce you to somebody else. You're just still creating a tremendous amount of goodwill. So, yeah, you guys become the experts on that and then start to brand it, right? Put it on your website, put it on everything, your website, put it on LinkedIn, that you're the experts on whatever it is that you choose, executive compensation, transition, stock options, stock purchase plans, you know, whatever it is. Because I'm sick of looking at websites that just say we take good care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything. Everybody says, how do I differentiate myself? I said, specialize. They go, what? No, I don't want to specialize because I'll miss somebody. Forget that. That's like, you know, I mean, we need we need specialists, right? We have a child that's got a brain tumor. We want to take him to the best pediatric brain surgeon in the world. That's a real specialty. You think that guy's not making premier money?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I mean, that's what you... Is he still a good doctor? Of course he is. But he doesn't have time, and he shouldn't be used to take care of colds because he's too valuable, and the public sees him as too valuable. So you set your minimum, but you also specialize. Then you become more and more and more attractive to a narrow group, but the narrow group is so rich that you don't worry. You know, talk about, you know, think about bringing in $100 million, 10 clients with $10 million this year. Okay. Those are the people that need you because they're too busy doing what they do. They make great clients because they're too busy doing what they do. And if you can help them, they will work with you. But you got to be able to help them. All right, so how are we ending the year? Give me some numbers.
I will go from, was it 640 or 660? I don't recall, to about 700. Assets are down. My assets, because two reasons. One, the $28 million 401k plan that we discussed has had mass exodus. They're slowly shutting down their U.S. operations. And then the funds that have come in, we've had millions and millions of dollars deposited. All are in the FAP program with Melanie, so we only get a small fraction credited to us.
Okay. Rick?
As far as revenue, I'm pretty much flat, and the assets also the same thing as Roxana, plus some of the money that we brought in last year. Like, for instance, Roxana's friend, they had a big tax bill this year that they had to pay. So we had some of the assets go out. But on like the FAP that Roxana mentioned, we've brought in I think $4 million from one client. Yeah, we're like, yeah. So we brought in like $12 million in the FAP, which we got credited for like maybe $1 million or two or whatever the case may be.
Right, but you'll get.
Yeah,
you'll get that money, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, just when Nicholas looked at the reports, we had to explain that to him, and he's well aware, you know, that we've had millions of dollars come in, but it's just not show, you know, it's not going to show up on our NAA.
Yeah, and this year in June is the end of year two, so we'll be starting year three, and then, you know, the payout will go up again now in June.
Good.
And all of those assets that we've brought in have gone into managed or alternatives, which also is basically like managed.
So what you? So the acquisition was worth it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh yes, yes. Very some wonderful people. There's maybe a handful that we have not finalized or connected with or brought in to Supernova. One of them left, which was expected, and then the other
was
the Ansic.
Oh yeah, but that was because they were inheriting money, and it was like
five different family members.
Beneficiaries.
A trust that was being dispersed to five different family members. We would have been five different relationships with, you know, $200,000 each, which we didn't want to keep. So, but other than that, you know, we are the handful that are left to make sure we bring on board to Supernova. That's our focus. And then to continue to focus.
And they didn't leave the firm. Those assets didn't leave the firm. They just, we're not handling them anymore.
Right.
Good. Oh, no, that's great. Okay.
Yep.
Rick, how was your revenues? About the same?
Yeah, about flat, you know, up, you know, a little bit, not much, about $20,000.
So do you guys do an equal split, or what do you do?
No.
So what were
that's something we need to probably work on at the beginning of the year and change it around, because we have, like, between us, we have two different FA numbers, JPNs, sorry. Which I'm 99% on, and she's one, and vice versa, the same thing. And then we also have the JPNs from, you know, that we have because of the FAP, and we also have the JPNs that we have with different PM managers.
So what would make the most sense?
I think it would, you know, to narrow that down to, I don't think we could get down below five FA numbers just because of the FAP. But like our book together, we could put that into one FA number as well as the ones that we have with the PM.
Two numbers, the 7905, which is 99 me, 1 you, and the 78, which is 99 you, 1 me, we can add those numbers together, combine them, and see what percentage I'm getting right now when they're combined and what percentage you're getting when they're combined. And just, you know.
Okay. Well, and the same thing with the JPNs with Tony Galea.
We have multiple JPNs with one PM manager.
You got one PM manager.
So what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, yes, that can be done. So that'll probably narrow down two numbers, consolidating maybe four different numbers into two or five into two.
Yeah, it's about five numbers into two.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Simplified life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's the pipeline look like? How many prospects do you have?
Well, it's getting better because of the ones that we just talked about, the three that we talked about. But we do have to increase it some more.
Yeah, we'll be sitting in the next ahead. We're going to look at the calendar before year end. We're going to sit down and start some year end planning, see who's on the pipeline, see what we need to do, go back to everything Supernova that we haven't done. And I think just do a step-by-step process and tackle everything one thing at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you should have more time now, right? You spent a lot of the year consolidating that practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, you needed to retrain those clients. And yeah. That's not easy. It's not easy. You got them trained now. They're up and running. They'll listen and obey, basically. You know, they show up when they're supposed to show up, and they, you know, they're consolidating assets and doing everything they're supposed to do. That's a lot of work. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that for another year, right?
No.
No, because there's no incremental money coming out of it. So, you know, let's spend this year on acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, really got to turn those centers of influence into partnerships. That's the key, you know, where you're giving them a lot of introductions and they're giving you a lot. So you got to increase the volume of activity on both sides. Can't expect them to give you stuff if you're not giving them stuff. So you got to keep asking that question. Can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, et cetera? And remember, you can ask that of anybody, not just your clients. So you can always find introductions for people.
Yeah.
The other thing is make dust off your, you know, enthusiastically endorsed list.
Yeah.
Turn that into something that's a real lever for you.
Yeah, that we have been working on that. We've put that in the in our
agenda,
monthly agenda for the last.
That's really good. Okay, now one of the things I want you to do is to also put on your agenda that you're going to ask all your clients what is their what are they involved in on a charitable basis. What do they care about? What are they, you know, what boards are they on? What do they do, you know, when it comes to charity? You need to know that. I asked a guy that this morning, and he didn't know. It was one of his best clients.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know. I mean, it was a CEO of a company.
And this is actually something that we could that will be an easy ask right now, because one of the client gifts that we did was that we made a donation to, you know, a charity that we're involved with in their name type thing. So we could easily transition to them and say, listen, you know, at the end of the year, we like to make a donation to a charity in your name. And, you know, in the past, we've done it to charities that we're involved with, you know, just we'd like to know more about any charities you're involved, what's important to you, things of that nature.
It's really good, Rick. And look, you know, his point was, hey, we've got to build a deeper relationship with this person. What do you think we can do to do that? And I said, well, you know, if it happened to be a female CEO, right, or CFO. And I said, what charities is she involved in? And they didn't know. I said, well, you know, one thing to do is to, you know, find out what charity she's involved in, find out, you know, what you could do to help her, you know, and make the charity better. So you could buy a table or, you know, and invite people at a fundraiser or sponsor
mm-hmm.
some fundraiser
yeah.
or,
that's
you see what I mean?
In mind. Yep, Rob, I was just thinking, Adam Carlin at my office, who, I mean, my goodness, his team does like 5 or 6 million.
No, he does more than 5 or 6 million.
More than 5 or 6 million. Years, decade ago, he was doing 5 or 6 million. Anyway, so when he started out, I was temporarily just for a few months on his side of his group, and you know, we talked a lot, and one of the things that he would do is that him and his fiance at the time, you know, would get all dressed up. You know, they didn't have the resources, but they would attend every possible gala that they could attend. His background is music, so they would go to the symphony, they would go to all these events. And he explained that through doing this, he continuously ran into the same people and in the same circle. And then over time, he just started building his business that way. And I was thinking, I don't know how. I mean, I think it would have to be with, one, people from the school, Ricky, they're so charitably inclined. There's so many you know, like the Bella.
Live Like Bella.
Live Like Bella Gala. There's a lot of galas and just these charitable events that people attend that I think we're going to have to start getting involved in. In addition to asking clients, maybe they're also involved in something already that, you know. But anyways, it goes along the same lines of what Rob was saying. I'm sorry I hijacked the meeting, Rob. I'm sorry.
No. It's a perfect story. I mean, it's a great story. I mean, why do you think I teach it? Because of stories like that. You know, people, you start out by being a guest, and then you get involved, and then you get on the board, and then you run the event, and then you run the board, and pretty soon you've got all the money of all the people, you know.
Right.
So now, if you're not a social person and you don't want to make new friends, it's not a good idea.
Yeah,
right?
We'd rather be home watching TV. So it
just depends, right? You can work with just centers of influence, but you still need to know what your clients are involved in.
It's just
important. You want to know your clients. It's like not knowing what their kids are.
Well,
I mean, people are just as passionate about their charities as they are about their kids. I mean, it sounds weird, but they are. Some people are like opera freaks, right? They just love opera or love the symphony or love, you know, love
their
university.
He did something he loved because the symphony, his background was music. He ended up being a professor at UM. But his major and everything was music, so that's his passion.
Well, I remember Roxanne at that time, he didn't have kids. So that like Rob is saying, that was his passion.
Right. But, you know, that's okay. You need to know that. You need to know that about each of your clients. What's their passion? If they had the time, what would they spend it on?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a profiling question, and, you know, I'm shocked that people don't know it. But anyway.
Yeah, we have to figure out how to word that on the agenda. Charitable discussion or.
Right.
Well, I think I just did figure out how to work on it.
How? Oh.
We're talking about the end of year gift that we give.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Every year we do a different organization that we give on behalf of our clients. You know, what we just like to know what charity are you involved in? Do you just donate or are you, you know, a board member?
Thank you for joining us, Roxanne.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little slow today. I'm a little slow this week.
Well, you know, most of the time, you know, I find it amazing that, you know, that someone wouldn't know that because people are typically giving money away through stocks, right? So you know what they give their money to. But you just want to have the conversation. And you can just say that, you know. It's just because you're giving away, you know, many of our clients are giving away stock and they're, I just want to know what your charitable passions are. What are you, you know, what particular institutions are you excited about and causes?
And that could also lead the conversation to donor advised funds and things of that nature.
Of course. It's a whole estate planning issue, you know.
Yeah.
Charitable remainder trust, all kinds of things that you can talk about with them, but you got to know it. And this is, you know, the 1242s, guys, that's what it's supposed to be about, right? Finding the kind of the secrets of the client.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, you know, Rob, one of the things I have to do, and this is back to basics, all of the new accounts I haven't set up folders for.
Wow. Okay.
I know. I mean, I have my own, but not the supernova ones. I have to go back. I have to buy a label maker and set up folders for all of those accounts. Shame on
right, and then make and then give them their own folder, right?
Yes, that we did. I just don't have my own on this side.
Okay, so you gave them theirs, but you didn't create one for you.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, and just double check and make sure that, you know, in your folder, you're using all the different, you know, we're doing things just a hair different with folders today than we used to. So just make sure when you're building those folders, you got the most, you know, the greatest and latest inserts and everything.
Okay.
Kind of have to go, you know, I went back, I'm redoing the workbook now, right? And because it's been several years when I wrote the book, and I want to make sure the workbook is up to date, right? Compared to the book. The book's very up to date, but the workbook maybe isn't as much. So we're going to redo that. But anyway, in looking at the inserts, you know, we didn't use the enthusiastically endorsed list like we use it today. We didn't use the, you know, introductions given and received the way we do today.
Right.
So it's, you know, there's a lot more nuances to each of the inserts than we used to. So when you're thinking about it and you're putting it together, make sure you're updating your thinking when it comes to that. So, you know, you guys are really good at, like, using the enthusiastically endorsed list as a master list. You know, make that a passion for 2020, that list is going to become something that's real, and it's going to be kind of your, kind of a grand mastermind group.
Okay,
that you meet with twice a year. You know, this is our mastermind, the grand mastermind group of enthusiastically endorsed professionals in our community, and I just want to bring you all together and have you meet each other and share a cocktail and enjoy yourselves for a few, you know, an hour or two. I think that's just money. You know, nobody's doing it. It's money in the bank. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. Put together your business plan right now. Write these things out so you do them. Make sure you know who's responsible for what. You know, your five-star model, go back and look at that. Reassign, think about it. Write out your business plan for your area of responsibility. Put it all together. And then, you know, have Nicholas look at it and then send it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
We'll do. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. You got time. You got a little break here in the holidays. Use it.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you so much, Rob.
Bye. You're welcome. My pleasure. We're going to knock it out in 2020. It's going to be a great year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Rob, for 2020, what do you recommend? Because we did the 1 year with you. You know, our second year. And I guess Rick and I need to sit down and, you know, see where we are, what we're going to do. But what are your thoughts based on where we are right now?
I would look, you guys kind of put your growth on hold because of the acquisition. We did a lot of consulting on that. I think it helped, but I'd really like to help you guys grow. So I'd like to do another year with you and just make it all about growth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Rob.
But, you know,
thank you so much.
The best use of me is when you bring me, you know, hey, Rob, we've got this guy. What do you think? You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's really where I can help. So the more activity you do, the more help I can be.
Right.
Reminding you to do fundamentals is not that much fun for you or for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we both need is advanced advanced
cases.
Coaching and counseling on casework, right?
Doing our bachelor's when we should be doing our PhD right now. And if you keep reviewing the material, the
right.
initial steps, yeah, it makes no sense.
Right.
So it's not the best use of our money.
Right. We're still on too many initial steps. We need to get advanced. We need to get moving. So that's where the fun is, and that's where the creativity is. That's where, you know, we have breakthroughs that, for me and for you. And that's fun, right? And you guys got it. You know it. Like you said, I know everything about the stock option plan. You know it. Now just become a specialist in it and use it and market it and advertise it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Challenge yourself.
Rob, I know you moved. I wanted to send you those books that we spoke about, where would I send them to you?
Why don't you still? I'll be back in Boca Grande December 20th. Okay, so send them there.
And what's the address there?
That is 351 Pilot Point Lane.
Pilot Point
yep.
Lane.
Boca Grande, Florida, 33921.
33921.
Now, if you're going to send it through the post office, make sure you put post office box 2160.
P.O. box 2160?
Right, because we don't have mail delivered. We go to the post office and pick it up.
So how would I put that? I just put P.O. box 2160, Boca Grande, Florida, 33921?
Yeah, if you're going to send it through the U.S. mail. Otherwise, if it's UPS or FedEx, you need my street address.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
So just put both down.
Okay,
you know,
put both down. Okay, perfect.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. I've been talking about you, Rick, to my friend. You know, I'm serious. The passion that you have and, you know, the story, the real story of the country. And, you know, we're all immigrants, right? But
yeah.
we just think this is the way the world is. It's just wonderful. Everybody's got freedom and it's easy. And so what do we care if we give away a little freedom, you know?
Exactly.
They don't understand. They don't understand when they give away their freedom, they give away everything. It's just sick. Anyway.
Yep.
So I really appreciate it. And I've been without divulging, you know, anything of just saying, you know, who, you know, your attitude. And it's a wonderful story you guys have. And everybody should share it and understand. And frankly, you guys need to speak up and tell your story. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah, but people, what I've explained to my daughter is that you speak up when you feel there's a purpose, because sometimes you speak up and it's really not going to solve anything, but just create conflict and, like she's had kids in her classroom cry because she said there was a debate in her classroom. She stayed quiet, and the teacher, who is very leftist, you know, noticed she was quiet and asked her for her opinion. She expressed her opinion. She said by the end of the class, a boy was crying. The teacher was so pissed, upset at her. So, you know, it all depends on the situation, I guess, or where you are.
Well, freedom takes courage, and that's what you want to teach
true.
Them.
That's true.
And you speak up, and you have the courage. Because it's easy to go along. I mean, look at Germany, right? Everybody just went along. I mean,
yeah.
It's very easy to let people,
right.
You know,
just
and values are values. You gotta, and look, you guys have a unique situation that you see things that they can't see. You know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they refuse to look at what's happening in Venezuela. I mean, you know, Cuba's an old story, you know. It's like, oh, that's, you know, it's just Cuba. It's like Haiti. No, wait a minute. Cuba used to be one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah.
So did Venezuela. What happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, tell that story. There's nothing wrong with just that's a history lesson. That's
just
all that.
Right.
Is.
Right.
It's
right.
not you're
right.
not you're not trying to change anybody's opinion. You're just educating them on the history, on the real history.
Right.
Yeah.
You tell me which system works better. You know, that's up to you. You make up your mind, but here's the history.
Yeah.
Right.
United States or Cuba, United States or Venezuela, United States or Russia, United States or anything, right? So, I mean, it's not perfect. We know that. But
yep,
it sure is a place where people can flourish. If given
exactly.
the off, you know, if they want to. You don't want to, you want to ride it out, you want to live on the state, it's not a great place to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. Thanks, guys. Hey,
thanks.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
I'll,
Happy
likewise.
New Year, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank you. Likewise, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.